The mark. Speaking of God blessing the mark, Rosetta Cookie's with me. Rosetta, all the way from Wexford. I'm so glad you're here because you had difficulty getting here this morning.
Well, it was a nightmare. Ciao, Marty.
Ciao, Bella. Lovely to see you again. How was Italy during the summer?
It was amazing. I had a big production of Otello by Rossini in my own town, so yes. It was a great satisfaction.
Tell everybody where your own town is.
My own town is Pesaro, where there is a festival about Rossini. So
correct. And we will get there one day. Please God, we will get there one day. When it comes to Wexford, and great excitement, and this fell out of the newspaper the other day, the Magic in Music, which is a great presentation. Shut your eyes and see James Joyce, which is a clever piece to use. Wexford garners great excitement. Again, it's the fact that people don't know what the heck the music
is. Of course, as usual.
So where did you find this year's set? How did you find this year's
both of three are about magic. La Tempesta, so there is an inch of Shakespeare still from last year.
Right.
Yes. La Tempesta is an opera that has never been performed in modern time.
Right.
So it's really
never.
Now,
I did my homework, because when you come in, you need to do your homework. 1850 is when it was written.
Yeah.
Never in modern time.
Never, ever. I mean, it was performed in 1850.
Oh, sure.
And then in London.
Yes.
And then in Paris. And then slowly disappeared.
Right.
So never done in modern time. And this is the first time.
And is it based on Shakespeare?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it based on the
Tempest
from Shakespeare?
Okay.
So the magic in the Tempest is one of the most magic play of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Prospero, Calibano, the magic of this island. And so I thought this can be the perfect beginning of my first full festival.
Right, of course. We forget sometimes, those of us who've just kept doing what we do. You, of course, arrived and then bang. You couldn't do anything.
Yes.
So it's been very difficult. So this one opens on
the 21st of October.
Of October in the O'Reilly Theatre, of course.
Yes. And then La Larouque, another kind of magic.
Now,
La Larouque by Félicien David.
Okay, so before we come on to that, I just wanted to say, I noticed, and I think it's very important, there's a thing that you do in Wexford, which is the Wexford Factory.
Yes.
And I noticed that you have people from the factory in each of these productions.
Yes.
I just think it's a brilliant idea. It's very important because you bring in all these names, and that's important.
I mean, Factory has been, for me, a dream since 2020.
Yeah.
We were able to do it, and now we start to reach the goal.
Yes.
So the first group that did the 20 and 21, because it's biannual,
yes.
Now they are in the main opera.
Yeah, these are singers who were training, who have been part of what they call Wexford Factory.
Which is
where they're trained and brought up to another level, I suppose.
That's what it is.
But anyway, I noticed that there were...
There is a Jade Phoenix. In La Tempesta, there is Jade Phoenix.
Yes.
And Rory Dunn is in Armida. All alumni from the factory.
Which is terrific. You know? Talk to me about Armida, which is Dvorak.
Dvorak is the third opera,
yes,
and is the last opera of Dvorak, as well very rare performed, especially in West Europe. And this is a co-production with Pilsen in Czech Republic. And you know, Dvorak is a wonderful music.
Yes.
Based on the story by Torquato Tasso, which is the Jerusalem Liberata. The plot is an ancient plot. A lot of composers wrote about Armida, Rossini, Gluck, Handel. And then, strangely, in 1904, 19 or something.
04?
Yeah.
Do you think I knew?
Bravo! Dvorak decided to write a music based on this plot. The music is amazing.
Right.
It's full of magic, of course, because it's a sorceress that enchained these crusaders and fall in love with him. So it speaks about love, it speaks about magic. It's perfect.
When you choose these particular operas, are you choosing them based on on conversations with other people, or because you can't see them perform because they're not being performed.
No, so I'm like a little mouse.
Are you like a little mouse?
Yes, I go in the library, in the old library, I check the music, and sometimes I'm lucky.
Right.
I find masterpiece.
Yes.
For me, Armida is one of that. Some other time, I talk with musicologists. Yeah, it happens. But mostly, I like to
make
a kind of hunt treasure.
Yeah, do your own thing.
Yeah.
And do it that way.
Yeah.
Just for those, now, I haven't got music from Armida, but just to give people a sense of Dvorak, because we all know the one famous piece from Dvorak. There are many beautiful pieces, but we all know the Largo, of course. And this is just give you a flavour of Dvorak. That's Dvorak, and that would just gladden your heart any time, because it's absolutely beautiful. Now, we skipped one of them because we went on to talk about Dvorak. The second one you were going to talk to me about.
Well, yes, Lalaruk. As I said, is another kind of magic. It's this oriental fairy tale.
Right.
Like You say 1001 night, then the story of 1001 night, where Scheherazade say all the fairy tales, and her husband doesn't kill her because he's so taken by this story. It's a very famous movie.
Oh, right.
And
well, I'm glad he doesn't kill her. At least a happy ending and an opera
exactly,
for a change.
Exactly. And Lalla Rookh is a kind of story like this, very oriental.
Yeah.
And it comes from Thomas More poetry.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake. But that's a lovely Irish angle then.
And I tell you something. There was a man called Michael Maud, which is an English gentleman, that came to me and said, my mom loved Thomas More and loved Lalla Rookh. And can you do it for me? Lalla Rookh was in my bag since a while.
Go away.
So, yes. So I said, why not? Yeah. And he was so kind and so supportive, really, financially, everything. So I think that I would dedicate this opera to him.
That's perfect. What is his name? Do we have
Michael Maud.
Michael Maud.
Yeah.
I think that's a very fine thing to do. The other thing I want to mention is a lady we interviewed the other day, and I was totally blown away by her.
I guess.
You know what I'm talking about, aren't you?
Yes.
Who am I talking about?
Is Alma Dutcher?
Alma Dutcher.
She is
this prodigy.
Yeah.
She's 17. I said to her at one stage, it's like interviewing Mozart.
Yes. It's true. It's like to interview Mozart.
She'd done a sonata when she was like six or something ridiculous.
Yes.
She
started to do Cinderella when she was, I think, 14.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing.
And this is what you're putting on.
Yes.
She's unbelievable. She's coming to Wexford as well.
Yeah. Yes, she will come for the premiere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always very nervous when the composer comes. Because
of course.
And this time even more, because she's really a girl. So.
Yes, she is.
But she's so, careful and precise in her advices.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, absolutely.
She's quite something. She was saying to us that she's writing a book and she's and she's composing at the same time.
Okay.
And I'm kind of going, merciful error.
I need to retire.
You're not retired. You just feel you've done nothing in your life. It's really one of those.
No, yes.
Now, when is she on?
I think 26th.
25th, is it?
25th, yes.
Just to be absolutely on the money, she was 10 when she began writing her first opera, and at 12 she premiered her first piano concerto.
Well,
made her debut in Carnegie Hall 2 years ago when she was 15.
I mean, it happens one in a while that somebody born in this way. She's really a genius.
She is a genius.
And
I'm getting her for Wexford.
Thank you. You know that she has an Irish part of her family.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Exactly.
Her parents are very influential.
Yeah. And Cinderella was a perfect opera for the factory. This will be the factory opera. So
it's
the singers, not students, because they are not students. The singer of the factory that will sing this and will perform Cinderella. Cinderella is like the Cinderella of Rossini.
Of course.
But Alma decided to put this story in a theater. So it becomes even more, you know, charming.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
It's going to be on four performances.
Four performances,
26th, 29th, 31st of October and the 4th of November. This is a little taste.
And sunlight's made. but a dream, vision of night, or did I quickly dance?
Now, Rosetta was just talking to me about the fact that listening to that, she is... Well, that's not her. The singer is a different person. It's Abigail Harrell, the soprano. But Alma's work there is just with the piano. But you have
this was just with the piano, but yeah. She orchestrated for big orchestra, the Cinderella. We are doing with an ensemble, a smaller ensemble. So the process to reduce the orchestra was together with her.
But absolutely. She's orchestrated herself
yes,
as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's incredible.
Oh, she's incredible. I love her. I love her to bits. Now, the gala night. We have the gala night. Now, I have the shirt cleaned and everything for the gala night.
I mean, we have two gala nights. Yes. One, you and me.
Yes,
first of all.
That's the big one. The other one's just whatever it is.
With all the main character, and yes. We will MC the night.
That's right. That's the 1st of November.
1st of November.
Which will be lovely. And you have another one?
And there is another one that for me is very important, which is the gala with Daniela Barcellona with our orchestra, the Wexo Festival Orchestra.
Now tell me about Daniela Barcellona.
Well, Daniela, believe it or not, which is a worldwide renowned mezzo soprano, she born artistically in Wexford as well. She did La Fiamma by Respighi in 1996 or 1997. She was a girl.
Yes.
And her voice was so rich, so full of harmonics, that immediately after she started to sing in Covent Garden, in the Met, at the moment she's in Barcelona. She called Barcelona and she's in Barcelona doing the Trittico by Puccini.
Fantastic.
And
I love the Trittico.
Yeah, the Trittico is fantastic.
Wonderful.
And there are two alumni of Wexford there. One is Daniela Barcellona, the other one is Ermonella Yao. They are both doing the Trittico at the moment.
Wonderful.
So I asked Daniela if she could come to do this concert with us, because to listen at her voice again in a Rossinian repertoire for the first part and in a Puccini and Mascagni repertoire in the second, show how wide...
Yes.
Became, her voice.
You could see my reaction when
talent.
You tell me the repertoire that she's going to be covering. That's fabulous. That, by the way, is on the 27th.
Yes.
Of,
27th of October.
And just to say, look, you can get all the information you need at wexfordopera.com. It's all there. And I presume people are excited and booking accommodation and coming.
Yes.
Like, it's wonderful again.
You know, after 2 years of pandemic, the booking... It changed.
Yes.
It's later.
Yes, yes,
than
of course.
Before.
Well, people were
and
hesitant.
And this is normal.
Yeah, of course they were. The people were hesitant and they weren't sure what way this is going to go and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I want to play her. Stay put for a sec. I have to do something. And then we'll finish up on Daniela. I think it's important that we do that.
At last, a technology that's impossible to ignore. Here we have a device that grabs people's attention. Introducing a technology that's truly impossible to miss. Imagine a technology where it's impossible to scroll past your ads. Welcome to radio. Advertising that's unscrollable. Visit radiocentreireland.ie to see what radio can do for your product or brand.
Whether it's golfing, gardening, or going for a new personal best, at Nurofen, we know sometimes body pain can stop you in your tracks. Time for the power of new Nurofen Long Lasting, for body pain relief that lasts up to 12 hours day or night. So you keep doing what you're doing, and we'll do the long lasting body pain relief. Up to 12 hours pain relief refers to a 2x300mg capsule dose. Nurofen Long Lasting 300mg prolonged release hard capsules contain ibuprofen for backache and muscular pain and period pain. Always read the label.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, I just noticed we were talking about the King and I earlier on. It was the King and I, of course it was. And our winner this morning, the great Andrew Moore. Jeepers tonight. Andrew, there's happenstance. Well done. Maybe we'll get to see you all the way from Besbrook in Newry tomorrow night at the NCH. Andrew Moore, our winner this morning. Well done, you, sir. Now, we're finishing up. Rosetta is going back to lay the groundwork in Wexford Festival Opera. And as I say, we're all set to go. We'll be coming down to see you. We'll be doing the radio show from wherever you you let us when we come down, as we always do, because it's
whatever you want.
Well, it's always but it's lovely to come into the theatre and like there's no one around. We just do our show,
it's fantastic.
A great buzz every time, and I really love it. But anyway, it's magic and music. Shut Your Eyes and See, as James Joyce said. It's the 71st Wexford Festival Opera, 21st of October to the 6th of November. And thanks so many for coming in, because I know the traffic was vile.
Well, for you, everything.
Oh, you look at you, you spoofer. Rosetta, God bless you. Safe journey to Wexford.
Thank you.
This is Daniela Bartolona, and I think it's a little bit of Rossini to take us out, which would be lovely.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.